Welcome to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. It's a one-hour weekly exploration of the sounds coming out of the University of Missouri School of Music. Each Wednesday in the 6 p.m. hour, we visit with members of the School of Music community, be they students, faculty, staff, or alumni, about the music that they're making or just enjoying. Coming up next, here's a bit of my recent visit with University of Missouri musicologist Michael Buds talking about the history of opera. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Coming up this weekend, the Show Me Opera Company is putting on two performances of The Marriage of Figaro. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about the significance of opera and the role of opera in our culture. While classical music itself has a relatively small audience when you consider all the genres out there, and then opera is this one niche within classical music, can you give us a little history of the genre and sort of where it came from, and then we'll get into the role it plays today.
Well, the wonderful story is that towards the end of the Renaissance, a group of scholars and intellectuals and artists convened in Florence. They're typically referred to in history as the Florentine Camerata, and there were a number of academies like this in Italy at the time, and these men, and it was primarily men back in those days, were interested in recapturing ancient Greek drama because, of course, the world of the Renaissance was interested in the classical models and architecture and poetry and things like that. And, of course, the big problem with music is they had some notations, but it was not possible for them to understand the true nature of Greek music. So this did not stop them. They had some notion of how things worked, and so in an effort to recapture ancient Greek drama, which was quite holistic in its nature, the Florentine Camerata created what we now know of as opera. And one of the interesting parts of it was the marriage of the different arts. And, of course, this is one of the reasons why opera is so spectacular. It's kind of super art because lots of the arts are put together into one fancy box with a big ribbon, and you have music, and you have poetry, and you have sets, and you have dancing, and you have, all kinds of different artistic expressions. And so opera, from the time of around 1600 or so in Western civilization, has been this incredible magnet that the greatest composers and some of the greatest musicians have been obsessed with. And I would argue that one of the reasons for the obsession is its great power and its great extravagance.
That's Michael Buds. He's a professor of musicology and ethnomusicology at the University of Missouri's School of Music. We're talking about the history of opera and the role of opera. I'm curious about how the genre has changed. You talked about it, its origins, and then where we are now with Broadway music. How does the genre continue to evolve into the 21st century?
Well, you must understand that the theater, and especially the musical theater, is little more than a mirror of society. And so when society changes, as it of course has done, what happens on the stage is reflected as well. It's important to remember that initial opera was patronized by the European aristocracy, and one of the reasons why the characters in the early operas were gods and goddesses and famous people in history was that's how those European aristocrats saw themselves. In the 18th century, there became interest in the people who weren't the aristocracy, and by the time we get to the 19th century, the middle class has flexed its muscle thanks to the Industrial Revolution. And so the stories that are told, the way they're told, who they're about, has something to do with the nature of society. And, of course, it also has to do with the nature of musical style. Musical style in Europe has changed rather radically over the course of time. And I would also argue it has a lot to do with technology. The technology of the time is going to be taken advantage of to create the operas and to make the razzle-dazzle that we see on the stage.
That's Michael Buds. He's a musicologist here at the University of Missouri's School of Music. How long have you been a faculty member here at the university?
33 years.
You've had a lot of students in class. You've influenced a lot of students in class. I know you have survey courses about the history of music, and maybe you touched on this earlier, talking about a good musician will appreciate good music in any language across genres.
In any style, absolutely.
What's your goal when a student walks out of one of your survey classes after 16 weeks of immersion in the BUDS method of teaching
music?
I want
them to have a healthy attitude towards music of all kinds.
Dr. BUDS, thanks for your time today.
You're welcome.